right at the moment. A lot better than I was about 4 hours ago when I had quite a bit of wind. And again, as the group files are kind of out to lunch a little bit over here on this side of the Atlantic. But anyway, we had a pilot failure this morning in the dark, and went to the backup pilot, and the backup pilot was not working either. And so we had a lot of wind, down at Staysail and Three Reefs in the main. And anyway, I was able to, it's a bit of a story, but we're back underway, and actually had to heave two, which is one of those textbook mechanisms for dealing with storm at sea without steering, where you pull the staysail up to windward a little bit and let the mainsail out. And the reason we had to do this was because the linkage and between the tiller that's linked to the two rudders and the linkage down below to the autopilots had broken. And the only way to get it was that it turned out to be a bolt that needed to be replaced, but it's very difficult to access. And the only way you can do it is by having the rudders turned all the way hard over one way or the other. But we have sort of 8 to 12 foot seas running and 30 knots of wind, 25, 30 knots of wind. And so actually the mechanism for heaving two also means that you have the rudders all the way over one side to push the bow up into the wind, and then the staysail is pulled to windward to push the bow back down, and it's supposed to balance. And I've never done it before, but it worked. So then was able to figure out how to get a bolt in there. Was able to get a replacement bolt in, and just 5 minutes ago we got the pilots back, their pilot back functioning, so we're under autopilot again. And I cannot begin to tell you how relieved I am of that. It was a potential game ender.
How long has this been going on for, Rich?
Well, it started in the dark. It's light out now. It was probably 4 or 5 hours ago, I guess. I was in the, I mean, we were just taking up another pasting of the staysail and Three Reefs in the main, trying to go upwind in this up the coast. You know, where the forecasts were for 10 to 15 knots of wind, and I was really looking forward to that after that big storm the last couple of days. And actually, yesterday we had a very nice day, and it was very calm, and it was a relief, actually, to have it be calm. And I think you need to have sort of emotional recharging along the way here every once in a while. And so that was yesterday, and I had a shower and a shave yesterday, and I was feeling like $1 million. And then the breeze picked up through the night and seas picked up, and we're trying to go upwind in this. And, you know, these boats just don't go upwind in this stuff at all. And they just take a pounding. And I'm sure that one of those shock loads to the rudders through the whole system was what broke that bolt. And it's a pretty hefty bolt. Fortunately, we had one of the similar size. It's one of those things, you know, you start out a race like this, think, okay, there's a bunch of things that have to work. You know, you have to keep the mast up, you have to keep the autopilots going, you have to keep the desalinator going, you know, you have to keep electricity going. And suddenly both pilots were out, and I don't know, I was pretty, I didn't know what to think. I just sort of went at it and was able to find out where the problem was, and was able to make a repair. So pretty relieved right now. It's not the final repair. I need to put a different bolt in there, but I can't do that now. It's just too crazy outside. So I'm pretty relieved to be going again under pilot, and we're not quite headed in the right direction, but we're just going to kind of take it easy here for a little bit.